welcome to another edition of Medicare Simplified with your host, Dave Miller.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Medicare Simplified. I'm your host, Dave Miller. And today, our journey is for those who started Medicare with Part A only, and now it's time to start Part B. The next podcast I do will be about how to start your Social Security benefit check. So make sure you subscribe to make sure you don't miss out on that. To start this off, you're going to need a few things. On my website, there's a document in the Social Security Department of the Knowledge Center, requirements that you'll need. I suggest you download it, take a look at it to make sure you're set. Also, you will need a form that your employer gives you called a 1095C. This form shows that you've had creditable coverage for doctors, hospitals, and prescription drugs from the time you started Part A all the way up to when you want your Part B to start. It's very important you have this documentation unless you want to suffer the Part B and Part D penalty, which we covered in the penalty box. These penalties don't go away. They are lifetime, so you want to make sure you have that documentation. If you don't have it, get with your HR department. I'm sure they can send you another copy. Another document you'll need is your most recent pay stub. When you have that, I suggest you black out everything except your name, Social Security number, the date of the check stub. Do not black out your Medicare withholding tax, your Social Security withholding tax, and mark an arrow pointing at your medical insurance deduction, as well as prescription drug if it is separate. If it's all combined, that's fine. And also, make sure if you have dental or vision, don't black that out. But gross pay, federal tax, state tax, local tax, you pay, they don't need to know that. Black it out. And then once you have that taken care of, scan that document into your computer and save it as a PDF. Then take all the 1099Cs from the year you applied for Part A all the way up to current. Now, you won't have one for this year, but the previous year. Make sure all those documents are scanned in together and put them in chronological order. That way it shows you've had creditable coverage from Part A all the way up to when you want Part B to start again, just to make sure you don't get hit with penalties. We don't like penalties. Once you have those scanned in, now it's time to start. Also, make sure your email is up and running. So let's open up your web browser and go to ssa.gov. This is where your Social Security account sign-in is. Do not sign into the account. Instead, go down to the middle section and you'll see sign up for Medicare. I know you have Part A, but this is also how we get to the Part B application. If you do not have a Social Security account, episode 3 will help you create one. You'll find it invaluable down the road. So go ahead and watch that episode and then bounce back to this one once you have that account created if you do not have one already. For those of you who do, click on sign up for Medicare and let's get the ball rolling. Here you'll notice you have two options. Apply online for Medicare or Part B only. Click the bottom one for Part B only. That'll take you to the screen to acknowledge what you want to do, which is sign up for Part B only. Go ahead and hit start application. And then, of course, you're going to have to agree to the terms of service, which we all do for just about anything these days. So go ahead and scroll down, click the box, and hit continue. Now you'll see a screen pop up that shows a blackened out application. Go ahead and hit continue. Now you'll scroll down a few pages. It's just instructions and information you may want to skim over before you start your application. This will bring up a document that is full of information you may want to read. Scroll down to page 3, and that's where the application starts. All the highlighted fields are where you will input your information. As you go down through, you'll see a spot there that says, when do you want this to start? And you will put in the month that you want it to start. And then somewhere along there, I believe it says something about end date. Well, don't put an end date. Just say not ended yet. And it'll ask you for when your other insurance started. Once you have all that done, hit the next button. It'll take you to a comment area. Now, here's where I like to play it safe. Let's say you want your Part B to start on October 1st, 2023. If you notice, that's what I have typed in here. I call this a fail safe because they're going to look at the application, but then this is going to make sure that they get the exact date you want it to start. Some people are not paying attention, or they click a certain date and it's not when they wanted it. But when that card comes out, you are going to pay for all the months you didn't need it if you put the wrong date in here. That's why if you want to start October 1st, that's what you put in that box on the application. And again, put it here and explain to them, even though your coverage will end on, say, October 12th, you still want it to start October 1st. That way, there's no lapse from when Part B kicks in and your MedSup or Medicare Advantage plan kick in. You have double coverage for 12 days. It's no big deal. It's common. If possible, make your last day of coverage and last day of work, say, April 30th. If possible, go for it. If not, don't worry about double coverage for 12, 10 days. It's not uncommon. Also, you may want to put any other pertinent information you feel they need to know. Once you're done with that and you hit the continue button, here is where those PDFs come into play. You need to upload your 1095Cs and put that in the left box, for example, then upload your most recent pay stub in the right box. This way, the documents are separated so where they can get one thing they need and then they can look at the one to see you're still current. I don't like putting them all together in one shot. Just to be safe, I like doing two. User discretion. Now you're almost done. Here you're going to look for employer information. You're going to need your most recent employer, the one you're working for now. You'll need some various information from them. You can find that on your pay stub, your W-2s, possibly on your 1095C. And the 1095C is the form that they give you showing 12 months creditable coverage, or if you started like in June, it'll show June through December and then the following year, the whole time, and so on and so forth. But this is where to get the employer information for verification. Only one thing left to do, your electronic signature. You can either take your mouse and work it around and try to draw your name. Good luck with that. I'm sloppy. It takes me 5 or 6 tries. But you can also just type in your name. Make sure whatever is on your Medicare card with Part A only on it, make sure you put your name exactly as it's written on your Medicare card. It must match. So double check your Medicare card, go ahead and put that in and hit apply. Here's where your email comes into play. You're going to get a confirmation email with a code on it. Once you receive that email, just type in the code right there and boom. You'll come up to possibly another page. I didn't put this page on the podcast because there was so much information, it'd take forever to edit out. But you'll get a confirmation page making sure all your information is correct. And it will come up with a number. And that number is vital. Make sure you write it down, print the page. You can print to a printer, print to a PDF. But I would also suggest writing it down. If there's any hiccups along the way with your Social Security Part B application, this is where they can look it up quickly and resolve the issue through any questions or phone calls you may get. You may get a phone call, you may get an email. Don't answer the email, make the phone call. There is phishing out there, fake emails, fraud, scams, all kinds of crap. If you get an email or a phone call, make sure you know who you're talking to. I suggest if you get an email, do not answer it. Instead, call your local Social Security office. That way you know who you're talking to. Give them the reference number. They can look up the problems, questions they may have, and give you detailed answers. Play it safe. If your Medicare number or Social Security number are compromised, it's a nightmare. All kinds of fraud can be done. Play it safe. Cover yourself up with blankets. Protect your identity. Protect that Medicare information. When you start your application, you can always come back to it if you don't have enough time to finish it. That's another key reason you want to keep that number. I hope this information was useful. This is best viewed on my YouTube channel if you're not already watching it on YouTube, so you can see the forms and whatnot that I'm talking about. And walk right through this. Put YouTube on your phone, pull up this podcast on there, and then do it on the computer. Keep hitting the pause button until you get to the next step. It should be a walk in the park. If you're not computer savvy, I'm sure you have a close friend you trust or your kids can come by and help you out. Whole process takes about 20, 25 minutes. And the next podcast will be about how to start your Social Security benefit check. That one's going to be a little bit longer. It's a little more in depth, more steps to it. But again, take your time, watch your podcast, YouTube, and go step by step. I'm trying to make this as easy as possible. I hope you'll share this podcast with anyone you know that's getting ready for Part B. And just to let your other friends know that they got some quality information to look at. I appreciate your tuning in. I've enjoyed speaking with you today, and I look forward to continuing our journey. Have a great day. If you've enjoyed this podcast and don't want to miss future episodes of Medicare Simplified with me, Dave Miller, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to check out my book, Medicare Ready, Set, Go, available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle format. If you're looking for Medicare advice, please reach out to me at dave@mig4u.net or online at mig4u.net.